Well, I'm here today with Vicki Hinzey, author of Forget Me Not, to talk about her newest book in the Crossroads Crisis Center series, Deadly Ties. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, Deadly Ties tells a story that is independent of the first book in the Crossroads Crisis series, Forget Me Not, but the books share several characters. Does the reader need to read Forget Me Not first, and how are the books connected?
No, you don't. Each of the books stand alone, and they can be read in any order. People that have read Forget Me Not will get to visit again with the main characters at Crossroads Crisis Center. That's the hub, really, that connects all of the stories. But first-time visitors should feel right at home. Let me give you an example. In Forget Me Not, readers are introduced to Dr. Lisa Harper. She's one of the counselors at the Crisis Center. But in Deadly Ties, that's Lisa's story. So if you have read Forget Me Not, you know, you get to revisit Lisa and learn a lot more about her because she's the focus of the story. But if you haven't read her, you'll get familiar with her quickly. So whether you're visiting or revisiting, it really shouldn't impact your ability to enjoy the story.
Now, Deadly Ties addresses the issues of growing up in a dangerously dysfunctional family. How does your main character, Lisa, make decisions regarding interactions with her abusive stepfather, and how will her example speak to readers who come from that rough background?
Well, you know, whether our childhood was normal or dysfunctional, we all have these old tapes that replay in our minds throughout our whole lives. And that can be good or bad, or it can be a bit of both. It depends on the tapes. Well, in Lisa's situation, the tapes were bad. And like the rest of us, she still hears them, but she has learned to deal with them constructively. And through the events that she experiences in Deadly Ties, she gains wisdom and insight that helps her to do so even more. So she learns, you know, we all do. There comes a time in our lives when we learn that the challenges that we experienced in our past can't be changed. But we don't have to let them rule or control our future, too. And that's really essential to healing. Lisa also learns new aspects of her faith that impact her decisions. She was going through life thinking about challenges and trials were just hers to bear to help others, not to help herself. But in Deadly Ties, she realizes that she's been wrong about all of that, that appearances are deceptive, and they don't always tell the whole story. So she then comes to understand that her new challenges and trials really aren't the way that she perceived them to be. And if you can trust, which is very difficult to do when you have bad tapes playing in your mind, and you open your heart while you're seeking the truth, then you can see new patterns in the way God unfolds his plans in your life. And that's a humbling experience, but it's also very reassuring because it's proof of how special each and every one of us is to God. And it shows us that just like everything has its season, everything in life has a reason. And when Lisa realizes that, she sees herself and others and her life and her whole relationship with God differently.
Now, the book deals with the horrific issue of human trafficking. How might this story help raise awareness of this social injustice?
I truly hope that Deadly Ties increases awareness that trafficking occurs for multiple reasons, and no one's immune. See, the women in Deadly Ties, they were abducted in public places that we all go to while we're doing normal, typical things that we all do. One of the women was abducted getting into her car at a mall parking lot, and another one was abducting while filling her tank at a gas station. So I hope that people will become aware that even when we're doing ordinary things, we have to be cautious and aware of our surroundings. And when that little voice inside us warns us that there's danger, we need to listen to it. Too often we don't because we fear looking foolish. So the message in Deadly Ties is look foolish. it's a lot safer and a lot better than ignoring the warnings and then suffering these horrific consequences because you have.
Now, Vicki, if you had to describe this book with one word, what would it be and why?
It would be scary. Actually, it would be scary and reassuring. Scaring because these things do happen to people we wouldn't expect it to happen to. And reassuring because a lot can be gained when we open our minds and we have that perspective shift so that we see how God works through us and in our daily lives, we can be reassured he's interested, he cares.
Now finally, Vicki, what do you hope your readers will take away from this story?
I have four big ones. And I'm limiting. I have many hopes, but these are four big ones. The first one is I hope readers understand that trafficking isn't a little problem or that it only happens to other people. It happens to a lot of people, and many of them are people that we wouldn't consider likely victims. The second one is that if readers are struggling with challenges and old tapes playing in their minds, I hope they see that constructive solutions to their challenges exist. And if they seek them while they're seeking truth, they will find those constructive solutions. You can't change the past, but you can stop being its victim. That's real important. The third thing that I hope is that when readers run into one of those situations that have them crying out, why is this happening to me? I try to be good. I try to do right. Why am I going through this? I hope they remember Lisa's journey and that appearances are deceptive. And very often our challenges force us to take some action or to learn some new skill that can truly spare us from a bigger challenge in the future. See, as a child, Lisa goes through a horrible experience. And as a result of that, both she and her mother insist that she take self-defense courses. And so she does that. And because she has, when she goes through the challenges that she faces in Deadly Ties, she's able to defend herself. And that spares her more horrific challenges. So I hope readers can take that away with them. And the last huge hope is that I hope readers understand that we don't always see how one thing connects to another in our lives, but there are these majestic moments when we get glimpses and insights that allow us, even during our darkest times, to know that we're not there alone, that God is there with us. And he is keeping his promises and making the crooked places straight.
Vicki Hinze is the author of Forget Me Not and her new book, Deadly Ties. Vicki, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.